Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And the dude called Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, you can take control of the airways. We start out with your phone calls and go to Brian in New Hampshire on the amp line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, big boy.
Wanted to call in tonight and tell you the next phase, or hopefully the end phase, of a saga that I've been calling in since it started about March, I guess, right after the Liberty Forum last March.
Yeah, this has been going on for a long time. Why don't you give a brief recap for our listeners that have no idea what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, we moved to New Hampshire from Colorado as part of the Free State Project.
And, which is a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging on one geographic area. New Hampshire was chosen as that geographic area, and you're one of the early movers.
Yes, and so I moved my business, house, two houses actually, equipment, livestock, all kinds of stuff, bees, everything.
Yeah.
Well, as part of that movement was my wife's horses, and we had horses here and ready to enjoy the New Hampshire hospitality and activism and a chance for freedom in our lifetime, all that stuff.
Sure.
So at some point, we had a caretaker here on the property to help Heidi, my wife, take care of the horses.
Because you have a lot of horses, or you had, rather, a lot of horses.
Yeah, there were about 30 horses. Here, Heidi is a breeder,
right,
and she brought up from Colorado. So, and we have, 45 acres, so it's not like, they're all crammed together. So we've got several paddocks, and we put up fences and shelters and everything. So there's a lot to the story, but to cut it kind of for today's talk is, in March, we were woken up and by a knock at the door, and a bunch of cops with a search warrant, and they raided the place and took 12 of the horses.
Yeah, it was shocking. It was outrageous. You did manage to capture some of the raid footage with your BlackBerry, which I have a BlackBerry, and the ones that we have do not have the best video quality, but you did nonetheless capture some of this, and it was just absolutely shocking having these trailers full of people show up and raid your home, basically. It wasn't necessarily the SWAT team, but it was a whole lot of people coming in and disturbing your peace and, as you say, stealing these horses from you. They charged your wife with animal cruelty charges. Is that right?
Yes, there is, nine counts of animal neglect, which is a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor, and then one year in jail and $1,000 fine for each count.
Right.
Plus 8 counts of a violation. It's not a misdemeanor. It's a violation. It's a lot like a speeding ticket or a parking ticket, which is a lack of adequate shelter. They think that they know more about your horses than you do, and so they require a three-sided shelter from November 1st until April 15th. So if snow happens before November, poor horses. But that's their arbitrary laws. So there were 8 counts of lack of shelter and 9 counts of animal neglect.
Now, I've got a couple of questions on these violation things. First off, there are other states. You were in Colorado, and Colorado doesn't require people to have shelters for horses between November the 1st and April the 1st. Is that correct? Is that true?
That's correct.
So some states, yes. Other states, no.
How do the horses live out there?
They grow fur.
They don't
apparently
have
you feed them more.
Apparently the Colorado horses are a more hardy breed or something. I don't really know. I don't know how they do this arbitrary stuff. But
it's arbitrary. That's all.
That's their rules here, and they've got guns to back it up.
So. Sure. Secondly, on the violation, Brian, what happens on a violation? It's not a moving violation. They can't take away your driver's license, which I think is one of the main, the teeth in most tickets is, hey, if you don't pay this, we're going to take your driver's license away. What do they do to you if you don't pay a violation for, horse keeping?
You know.
I don't know. They have these levels. There's felony, and then there's misdemeanor. In New Hampshire, there's a Class A misdemeanor, Class B misdemeanor. One of them you get a trial, the other you don't. And then there's this violation stuff, and then I don't know if there's anything below that. But, it's just like, what happens if you get caught for speeding, and you say, I'm not going to pay this ticket, and they fine you, pay it. Well, then they put a bench warrant out for your arrest, and now you get a trial for failure to appear or something like that, which has nothing to do with the actual, violation. So now it's a misdemeanor or worse.
Okay, so you get hit with all these charges. I recall that you guys did lawyer up, and I don't know what you ended up spending on that. Can you give us, this has come to a close, and you'll get to the details on that, but what did all this cost you, Brian? Because even though it turns out that Heidi's been vindicated, it certainly hasn't been a win in that they've managed to sap your time, your effort, your money from you, and they just essentially have walked away. But how much have you spent defending yourself and your wife in this case?
Well, we were just adding it up. It's about $26,000.
Oh, God. Most people that I know don't have that kind of ability to just lay out cash to go up against the government. And you didn't even have to take this to trial. That's what the news is today, right? They're essentially backing down.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mark, but this, I guess you call this a plea bargain.
Yeah. Perhaps it is. I'm not a fan of them. However, I'm also not a fan of an over intrusive state. So if that's what one has to do in order to get what one needs, I understand. I'm just saying that I don't think they should exist.
What happened?
Well, Heidi's has been talking for quite a while, a month maybe, with the prosecutor, trying to figure out how to limit the damage. Damage is already done. And so they came up a deal. That's what they call it, a deal.
Sure they did.
So they basically dropped all the charges that had anything to do, all the misdemeanor charges, all the charges that had anything to do with the animal neglect. So nine counts, gone, poof, like they never existed. Just dropped the charges. And they dropped all but two of the shelter violations, because when they took Heidi's horses, they had vets look at them, and they had, people, house the horses and pet the horses and, do all the same stuff that Heidi does, but, now they did it at a huge, huge premium. And if everything went away, the town would have to pay all these vet bills. And the town doesn't think they should have to pay for the vet bills. And so they had to keep, at least one charge there so they could have something to attach the money that they want back from Heidi for this business.
Right.
So you have to cover the vet bills because the state came, stole your horses, handed them over to these people to take care of them, and then they're essentially pawning those costs off on you as though you wanted that service, as though that was something that you were interested in.
Right.
Just outrageous.
Right.
So the plea bargain.
The sick thing about this is they call this restitution, right? Now, I'm all for restitution. If I steal your television set, then, I gotta give you another television set plus, a few bucks to make up for your winning LLC TV or whatever. It's restitution. You have to make good someone that you've harmed, right?
Right, but there's no victim here.
Well, there is a victim. Well,
besides you guys.
Here's what happened. State comes in, takes the horses. The state now, the little town here, it incurs these vet charges. They call the vets, they call the trailers that were out here, they call the trucks, they call all these people. They pay the cops overtime because there were a dozen cops here in three different towns to execute this raid.
Brian, I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. Hang on. Hold the story for a moment. We're going to bring you back. More with Brian Travis. He's with us from New Hampshire, wrapping up the story where his wife has been charged with so many different things. It's crazy.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint Internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit PureWaterFreedom.com. PureWaterFreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features completely free. Those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam. It is all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Oh, and our brand new listen lines, Free Talk Live listen lines. that'll allow you to tune in over your telephone. And, you know, I don't like giving so many phone numbers over the airwaves, but I do realize there are still people in this world listening to this radio show, perhaps, that don't actually have access to the Internet.
Well, you never know where you're going to be at any given time either. So, you know, if you're sitting at home, perhaps your Internet connection might be the best. But if you decide you want to listen while taking a road trip or something like that, maybe your cell phone will be the best.
Well, there's that. And I also want to give the number out for people that don't have Internet access, because if I just say go to listen.freetalklive.com, there are some people that can't. So if you want the listen line number, it is as follows, 217-238-6220. It's Free Talk Live, streaming 24 hours a day. When we're live, we'll be live there. And all the other 21 hours, we'll be having the, you know, the latest show playing back for you. 217-238-6220. All right, so our number here is for you to call in is 800-259-9231. You see the problem with this, Mark?
Yes.
You have like a pen, you have a pencil.
We have a call-in contest line, too. You want to give that out now?
No, not right now.
Okay.
No, choose enough. So now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30 state concealed weapon permit and get a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. As we go to your phone calls and back to Brian in New Hampshire, telling us the remainder of a lengthy story that is really a tragic one, where the government, the people calling themselves the state of New Hampshire, came in to your home, they raided your property, and they stole a dozen horses, making allegations against you about how your wife was neglecting the horses, that there was not adequate shelter for the horses on the property, even though you came from Colorado where such shelter was not required. So you had no idea about that, you know, that sort of thing. And they're your horses and they've been fine so far. So who cares? But they cared. So they came in and they stole your horses or her horses. Later, they returned most of the horses. But she was still facing the charges, the criminal charges. Well, now they've dropped the charges, most of them, except with the exception of two of the shelter charges, in return for her pleading guilty on the shelter charges. Is that all accurate?
Yeah, that's about it.
So I guess my question is, what is the fine going to be, or the fines, what will they be totaling on these shelter charges?
Well, they dropped all the fines, too.
Okay.
Charges dropped, fines dropped.
Really?
The only thing is that she has to pay this so-called restitution. Now, this is the thing that really pisses me off, the way that they use this word restitution, because, you know, I think that if you do somebody wrong, you should correct that, and that's called restitution.
Absolutely.
You know, if I take something of yours, I have to give it back to you, and then, you know, a little bit more to make up for what I took your time without it.
Right.
Well, this restitution is to be paid by Heidi to the town, because the town had to pay the vet bills for the horses that were stolen by the town, by the cops in the town.
Right. So the criminal gang, the criminal gang is claiming they deserve restitution from you because they initiated force, they aggressed against you and your family.
Right. And if they had a case, they would be getting as much money from you as they possibly could. If there was a case here, if you had been abusing your horses and they could prove it, they would have you over the wood fence you use to keep the horses in. I mean, they would take this all the way to the door. They want the money. At this point, all they're doing is they're using the power that they have as the town and as a franchisee of the state in order to get you to pay for their mistake.
Mistake. That's the key word. That's exactly what happened. In fact, the deal was done between Heidi and the lawyer and the prosecutor, and, you know, it has to go before the judge, so the judge overstamps. Now, this is, of course, is the same judge that signed the search warrant. So how much chance do we have for justice in here? You know, a bad search warrant, you know, whatever. I mean, it's the same gang. We're against all of them.
But we have to save the animals.
Yeah.
Your animals
have rights, too, you know. They have the right not to be abused.
The prosecutor actually, I don't know why she did this. This was just odd. You know, here's the deal. You know, judge, everybody signed it, just, you know, stamp it. But she actually took the time to stand up there and read something that she had written. She said, this is a high-profile case. You know, it's been in the news. It's been on the TV. I don't know what that has to do with it, but she read the statement that basically said, and I have to buy the transcript if I want to know the exact words, but it basically said that, you know, Heidi is a conscientious, you know, responsible horse owner.
Mm-hmm.
She was just, you know, had a bout of, you know, duns when she moved here, but everything has been corrected. Everything is fine. She didn't have to say all that, but she did. I'm just short of saying, you know, the cops in Candia, you know, jumped the gun and came in a little bit too aggressive. Didn't say that, but I think that would have been the next sentence if she finished it.
Yeah, and it was, in a way, they kind of caught you with your pants down because you were trying to get the whole household buttoned down for the winter. They had just gotten there with all the horses, and I thought that you made a really good effort to get those horses sheltered before the winter came last year.
Yeah, I mean, we had several parties. We had, you know, building parties from fellow porcupines. Free State Project moved out. They built a couple of nice shelters. And then we had one that kind of ruined one of them and kind of put another one that we had to fix it. But, you know, the whole thing about the shelters is BS because I have pictures that I've taken in the middle of the winter. There will be a driving snow, wind, ice, whatever, and there's a half a dozen horses standing right outside, right next to a perfectly good shelter that's empty.
They don't care.
So here's all these do-gooders saying, oh, you have to have shelter for your horses, otherwise, you know, you're in violation. You're harming those horses. Here's the shelter. There's the horses. Go in the shelter. You know, you can lead a horse to shelter, but you can't make him go in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been an amazing case.
It's just the do-gooders.
So, well, I'm glad it's turned out without jail time, I guess. It's certainly not the optimal situation, but it could have been worse. But then again, as you pointed out, everything was fine, and the prosecutor admitted as much. So I'm wondering, do you think that there's going to be a follow-up? Have you gotten in touch with the newspaper reporter that had originally put you on the front page and kind of mentioned that you were Free Staters, and it was a great opportunity to sort of badmouth Free Staters as being animal abusers? Do you think there's going to be a follow-up?
Well, you know, the sad part about this is that our caretaker, whom we hired to take care of these horses, she's the one who called the cops in the first place to say the horses weren't being taken care of.
No, I know. That's just it is a sad part. Do you expect there will be a follow up from the news media?
I haven't done anything today. It's been a very exhausting day, but
might want to reach out to them because that would be ideal to just at least get something in the paper to. You know, for those people that are paying attention. Brian, thanks for the story as always. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials. But I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 3 sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. They include updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com.
If you've been encouraged by the increase in the value of gold and silver here in the last couple of days, or you're kind of scared about how many dollars are getting printed, a good way to invest in gold and silver and make a hedge against inflation is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have several gold and silver pieces there that I have picked out that we have in abundance through Midas Resources, and you can pick them up at an extraordinarily good rate. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Barry is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Barry.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Barry?
Well, first of all, I love your show, but second, like gold.freetalklive.com, you know, Mercury Dimes, like that's a real easy investment for people who don't have a lot of money to invest in.
Yeah, they are. They are good. They really are,
and they're divisible. So,
what is a Mercury Dime?
It's tenth of an ounce of silver. Is that right? I probably don't have it exactly.
Yeah, it's something. It's pre-65 U.S. change, but like the dimes are really nice. The Mercury dimes and like
90% silver.
I'd gotten some dimes from Midas.
Well, I can say that those aren't currently on our page.
They are not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's no problem. You can get them from Midas, and certainly
Midas in general sells good material. And
I agree with you.
I bought dimes from them. That's why when I heard, because right before I came on, I heard the ad for gold.freetalklive.com.
Yep, and
the Mercury 10 popped into my head because I was so stoked with getting them from Midas.
I agree with you that they are a good thing to pick up for people who don't have a bunch of bucks.
And they're not making any more of them either.
I figured that the Walking Liberties would be good.
They never will again, and most people don't even know they exist. So there
so
you go.
If you call the same number that's listed on the gold.freetalklive.com site,
you can get them there.
You'll get those. You can get the Mercury dimes that you asked for.
That's right.
Yeah, those crummy FDR dimes were around
for
so long.
I'm really willing to work with people and things. And
they've always been really, really professional when I've dealt with them. All right, so
I've
what was on your mind tonight?
Too,
anything else?
Over the years and stuff. So.
Very
anyway,
cool to talk about dimes.
I think it was great you had Horse Guy back on. I'm terrible with names, and I always kind of nickname things. But
Brian,
I totally relate to Horse Guy because, I've been there. And
how's that?
Well, being a property owner, private property has been illegal in the United States for, I don't know, since before I was born. It's been illegal to own private property.
It's true, because you're essentially a glorified renter in that if you don't pay property taxes, they come and they steal your so-called private property from you. So you're absolutely right.
That's right. And where I live, in kind of an area where, they have the salmon and things when there's dams and agricultural stuff. And I don't want to be too descriptive. I live in like Northern California, Southern Oregon area.
Jefferson.
But on my land, what they've done is they've used flyover pictures from the 1950s. And then they do a flyover recently, like with Google Earth or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's black helicopters that fly over here all the time anyway. They're called CAMP.
Okay.
They actually are black and they're kind of noisy. But what they do is they take a flyover photograph from the 1950s and then they take like a recent one from like 2007 or something and they try to say like your paths and things like you're improving your property and they try to tax you at a higher rate.
Oh, any excuse to get more money out of you.
Right. That's what they
do.
I
had to take down some greenhouses. Like, I'm not allowed to. And there's a well that, basically the county's starting to I don't they know we're here kind of thing, I guess. Hmm.
So, okay.
So here in New Hampshire, you don't get taxed on greenhouses.
So you took the greenhouses down?
Well, they don't tax you, but, they want you to tear them down because you didn't do a permit. So if you have to file a permit.
So is that what happened to you? You put up a greenhouse and then they came after you for it?
Yeah. And basically what's happened is they gave me some static, like I've had a greenhouse and I'm active against them. I try to encourage people to, forgo, giving Caesar his coins any way they can.
So why did you take down the greenhouses?
I guess, they have black helicopters and fly over and stuff.
Well, what is that? How is a black helicopter going to be?
What they've done is they've used their like, the government's like a poison. And like if you dump, it's kind of like ink. If you have a bucket of clean water and then you dump like a shot glass of ink into it, it just kind of like slowly pollutes the water and just its tentacles spread out and stuff. So what government does now in my area is people who kind of get on their list, what they do is if you have any kind of a mortgage or anything, they make your insurance company drop you.
Mm.
And then there's another insurance policy waiting that's like substantially higher than what you're used to paying.
So have you've known people that this has happened to?
Yeah, it's pretty rampant.
That's awful. So is that what you were afraid of? They came after you for the greenhouses and instead of refusing
to
take them,
like you can't even grow food. But more so was like wells, like self dug water wells.
They don't like that either. So let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying.
Even though the property has water rights, they want to get
they got to get a piece. That's what they do. I understand,
yeah.
Barry. But you had said that you encourage people to stand up to the man. And so I'm just trying to understand. You were concerned that they were going to somehow finagle the insurance company into dropping your policy if you didn't take down the greenhouses.
Oh, yeah, that's like a done deal, basically. Like, I've been shopping for new coverage and things. Like, that's how they work.
Oh, so they did take it down, or they didn't?
They did send me the letter, because, like, part of the property I have, there's a rental on it, so I have a landlord policy on that part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they cancel, and then they want to, like, basically have their goons come in and inspect and photograph and snoop around. And, you know, and not just from the curb, like, to basically, you know, come in and look for dead papers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, they own you. I mean, they own your property.
No,
yeah.
Your greenhouse is
and
permanent.
You have to buy their thing, and they want their guy, their, like, government guy, like, he'll want you to fix things. He'll want to levy taxes inside the house. He'll want you to fix things.
That sounds absolutely awful.
Yeah, and then he'll.
I don't ever hear stories like that happening. Not to that extent, at least around here. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe those things do happen. But there are some areas here in New Hampshire that don't even have zoning.
Well, yeah, there's that too. But see, what happens is when you have areas that don't have zoning, and then like people get in there and feel comfortable. And then all of a sudden these dudes show up, you know, and want to have zoning and think, like, that there'll be zoning, even though, like, you've been living where there hasn't been zoning. That's where
they arrive. Wayne, you've been dealing with that recently, isn't that right, here in Leominster, New Hampshire?
Yeah, the town that I live in was trying to get zoning pushed through, but two-thirds of the people in the town, or probably a little more than that, voted against it.
That's pretty good news. So there's a good pushback here in that particular area. So maybe you might want to consider getting the hell out of Oregon.
Here we have mandatory trash. Like,
yeah, we don't have that either.
Some guy got on city government and he works for the trash company, and then so everybody has to have mandatory trash.
Right.
If you don't pay, they'll lien your property.
So you were there. So you lived there when it wasn't mandatory. They actually put that in while you were there.
Right. Right. And they
think that they can
just you know take over.
And so there is no other trash company that you can go with. It's just that one guy.
But they can take over.
Well, you could take it yourself. Just cheaper and stuff, but like basically, like if now you have to sign on, and you know, if you don't pay, they'll just forward it to a collection agency.
Do they make it so you have to use
this? You're on the books and you own stuff. Like it'll end up leaning your property if you don't.
Do they make it so you have to use the city's
service that's forced on you?
Do they make it so you have to use the city's garbage cans?
Yeah, city's garbage can and city recycling.
That's annoying. That is
so annoying.
And to make
it, when they passed it mandatory, they said, oh, the price will be like this for 10 years.
You know, you're not, your story isn't uncommon.
It's gone up 10%.
Right. You kind of made it sound like this is what they're doing in your area, but that's what they're doing in a lot of areas in the country. It's not an uncommon story.
It is.
You're right about that, and I thank you for the call, and thanks for the story. 800-259-9231. What do you do about that? Work within the system. Elect new people. Well, how about you come here to New Hampshire and get together with other people that are of like mind before you go about doing something like that. It's Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you.
tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Now, there is a lot to buy at Amazon. I mean, they've got dozens of categories that you can purchase from, including used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, go used. Or you can get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their new items as well. Just start your shopping experience through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and FreeTalkLive will get a cut. Now, everybody knows that Amazon is the place to get books, but the fact is they don't have them all. Isn't that right, Mark?
How can any place have every book, especially the books that I'm going to tell you about here? Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was for the Liberty Movement. Anarchist, philosopher, abolitionist, entrepreneur, and mailman. You can purchase his 2,800-page, six-volume set in library-quality hardcover delivered to your door for $335. Remember, this is the only place you're going to be able to get these writings. Just go to spooner.freetalklive.com. The sort of purchase here link is basically just an email, and you'll have to discuss with the guy to get them sent to your door. But it's $335, including shipping, delivered. I guarantee it.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Bob in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob.
Hello. I'm happy to have an opportunity to express a thought that I don't believe too many people are considering, and that is the unemployment problem. Unemployment, as you know, is supposed to be somewhere around 16, and some people think 20%.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And the government has taken a position that's absolutely ridiculous if you think it through.
All right.
They raised the minimum wage.
Now
there's a lot of people who would love to work for $5 or $6 an hour, but I believe the minimum wage is either 7.25 or 7.5. I can't remember which.
Yeah, it's up there somewhere. Yeah,
yeah, right. And so they're prevented by the government to doing what they want to do in a so-called free country.
Right, and you're not allowed to come to an agreement between you and another person. The government has to step in and say, oh, no, you've got to do it our way.
Well, that's right.
I'm sure there are people who work at the table.
And some of the jokes that I'm thinking about, I'm old enough to remember when gas stations used to provide service. They'd have young men somewhere under 25 years of age that would wash your windshield, check your oil, check your tires, and put the gas in your tank. And I was aghast, and I still am, to see middle-aged women out putting gas in their own cars. And this is an absurdity that would be readily eliminated if we didn't have this Mickey Mouse minimum wage. And there's other jobs, too, that could provide good service to good people if the government would get out of our hair and out of our business. So
yep, and
you're absolutely
think,
right.
The fact is,
I don't think too many people have thought of that, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to bring it to the fore via your very fine program.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. In fact, it is something that we've discussed in the past on Free Talk Live, and there's really, if you think about it, if you're running a business, and I think that a lot of Americans don't run businesses, so when they hear the politicians saying something like, "We're going to make it so your darn bosses will have to pay you more money if you're a minimum wage," they, of course, get very excited about that. But what they don't understand is the economic implications, and they're not really hard to ascertain. I'm not an economist. I don't have any real training on this, but I am a businessman, and so I can understand this. If they mandated that I had to pay so much money to Wayne here, who's very nice and graciously comes here for no compensation beyond the fun of being on the radio. And thank you for that, Wayne, now doing it for about 3 years now, I think.
Almost
right?
3 years in November 1st, yes.
So if I had to start paying Wayne, then that would increase my costs of doing business. And in order to cover those costs, I may have to increase the advertising, the amount of advertising that we charge for advertisers on this program. Or I would have to, you know, cut some costs somewhere else, see if I could figure out a way to shave down some costs. Now, I don't actually have a product that has any significant cost beyond communications, so there's not much I can do in that particular area. But if you're manufacturing a widget, for instance, you know, you are manufacturing it out of something relatively
pricey.
Make it out
of sawdust instead.
Right.
So.
You make it, making out of something pricey and put it back to particle board because you have to keep because you need to pay the employees more, which makes you less competitive in the marketplace, which could put you out of business and put those employees out of jobs. Or another way you can do it is by cutting another employee out. So just, you know, I've got 5 employees. Well, now I've got to raise the minimum wage. So I'll just have to let the youngest one go because, well, you know, we're just going to have the older guys take up the slack.
Or the least productive. Or you pick who hits the road, but somebody hits the road.
Right. So you can either deal with an increase in the minimum wage by raising prices, making you less competitive because your customers might go somewhere else, or by cutting costs, or by cutting quality. And
well, that is, of course, an aspect. But what really troubles me is the number of people who would love to go to work. I know of 2 18-year-old girls who would love to work for $5 an hour, and they just can't find a job.
That's sad.
And if the market was free as it should be, then there's many retired people, particularly 60, 70, 80 years old, that would just kind of love to sit in an office and maybe do a little filing 3 or 4 hours a day. But you can't hire them. So the whole thing is a governmental absurdity that's increasing unemployment.
Well, that's right.
And we could greatly decrease unemployment, as the case of gasoline service. In fact, I talked to my wife. I said, if you could find a gas station that would wash your windows and so on, would you go there? She says, you bet I would. And if the market was free, enterprising gas station operators would offer service. And
they sure could.
Attract business.
Well, that's true, and you know, the problem we have here, too, is that we have a very inflationary monetary system, so they think that by raising the minimum wage, it does help people, and maybe a few it does, the ones who already have jobs who are in safe industries, but the problem is that really it hurts, as you know, more than it helps, but
yeah.
If you had an honest money system, then you wouldn't need to have a minimum wage, because if you had deflation in that situation, and people had to maybe pay you less, the money that you buy would buy just as much, if not more. In
right.
A deflationary
well,
situation.
You said if you had an honest money system, if you had an honest government, we wouldn't have any problems.
Well, now that's, you know, we can talk about an oxymoron. I mean,
yeah.
That's not even possible. But I thank you for the call. You're absolutely right. Thank
well,
you.
Well, I'm happy to have you.
Thank you. We're happy to have you on the show. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, the caller brings up a really good point about the unemployment rate now, because the government's citing it about 9.8%, but then that's the real conservative number.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the U6 number, which is the broadest measure, it's about 16 point something. And then if you factor in the bogus jobs they say that were created out of thin air, It's around 21% if you take those out, because every month they use something called the birth-death model. Oh, 127,000 jobs were created this month. Well, how do you know that? Well, we just made it up. Because
really?
We think that, yeah, we think the small businesses created all these jobs. And
well, how would they know? How would you know how many jobs the small business, right? There's no way for the government to know.
Well, actually, that can be somewhat valid when the economy is under a true recovery, because you can't account for all the small businesses being created. But when you're going through a contraction like we are now, it's complete fiction.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
You know, Dave Ridley, one of the activists up here in New Hampshire, he's the guy that's behind RidleyReport.com, great little video blog available at YouTube that'll kind of give you a window into the world of some of the activism going on here in New Hampshire. At one time, he actually did a minimum wage protest, essentially a demonstration where he was giving a puppet show. Actually, what he was trying to do was break as many New Hampshire laws as possible and see if he could get the cops to enforce on him for breaking these laws. It's absurd laws, like there's apparently it's illegal to hold a puppet show if you haven't pulled a permit first.
Remember
in public.
That one.
Right, so he started with that, and then he added on another law that he was breaking, like it's also illegal to get a milk bottle, and then once you're done with the milk, to put some sort of piece of garbage into the milk bottle.
It's illegal in the state of New Hampshire to put anything in a milk container that's not milk.
Fussy about their milk here.
Right. So whether it was water or a piece of garbage, anything you put in that milk container except milk would be a crime. So he gave a puppet show. He put something besides milk in a milk container. There were at least a couple other things that he did. But one of them was that he hired someone for less than minimum wage. So what he did during the puppet show was he found some homeless guy on the street. And, you know, homeless guy could use a few bucks. So he could buy a bottle of mouthwash and get
around
that
night.
Gotta have what?
Ripple.
What is that?
Ripple's cheap wine.
Oh, okay. Well, if the stores are closed, they have to buy mouthwash. Because here in New Hampshire, if it's after 11:45 at night, you can't buy alcohol, so then it's mouthwash or nothing. Anyway, bums are always looking for, you know, a few bucks, and they're willing to work hard for, you know, or semi-hard. In this case, he didn't even have him working hard. He just kind of had him sitting around taking money from people to, as far as admission fees to the puppet show.
He got higher than minimum wage then.
And no, he did not. No, he got like a buck an hour or something like that, or $2 or $5
just
or something
suggesting
like
that. He might have, that he was collecting the money. I'm just making a bum joke.
That was his job to collect the money, and, you know, he didn't get arrested for that. Dave Ridley did not get arrested or charged for hiring somebody for less than minimum wage. Of course, he didn't have any significant assets for the government to come in and steal from him, so that might have been a factor. But it would make for an interesting civil disobedience for a business owner to, you know, bring on some 12-year-olds and make it underage less than minimum wage. That would really take it to the mat. All right, hour 2 is coming up. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.